do you want to start it off then?
Okay. What is your favorite childhood book?
I think I would have to say, I don't know what childhood constitutes as, like what age?
Okay, before 13.
Before 13? I really liked The School for Good and Evil. I think I got into that a bit later on, like 11 to 13-ish. So yeah, I would say that. I feel like it was the most, like, the first mature kind of series I read. A lot of the, like, topics were, you know, I was surprised to be seeing them in a book for people aged so young. What about you?
It was Warrior Cats.
Warrior Cats. I've never read Warrior Cats. Is it a graphic novel or?
No, it's written. It has an insane amount of lore, though. Like, to be about cats and have that much lore is kind of crazy.
Are they, like, the Ninja Turtles?
I wouldn't say that. I feel like it's more Game of Thrones x
Wildcats. What is Wildcats?
Like, they're cats in the wild.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. I thought it was a series. Oh, okay. Yeah. Are the topics also mature, or is it, like, you know, just surface level?
No, there's lore, there's trauma, there's mystery.
Oh, wow.
There's everything in these books.
I've heard that name so many times. I've seen my friends read it, but I just never got into them. Do you still read them?
No, not anymore. Okay. Not anymore.
Yeah, makes sense.
That brings us to our real topic, which is the books that we grew up with that we think are were really underrated at the time and deserve more praise to this day. So I'm excited to go through this list with you.
Yeah. I don't know if you know the, like, TikTok trend, but these are our Roman empires, you know, because they were just so good. We think they deserve a lot of fame. But also, I like keeping some books for myself. So,
yeah, a little bit of both, just like with songs, I think.
I agree with that a lot, yeah. I think at the time, though, for people our age, because we went to the school library so many times, a lot of these books, like, I just picked them out because they were interesting to me. So I feel like many other kids have that same experience. So maybe they also saw, you know, these books. But now I feel like I just don't hear of them as often.
I guess it makes sense because we aged out of the age range for these books.
Yeah, that's true. Also, I don't know. I don't hear my sisters talking about these kind of books. They just read what I tell them to. I don't, like, instruct them. Like, I give them books, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So we have what is the word? We have put together a list of books that we think, you know, when we read them back in the day, we find them really good to this day, and we think they deserve more praise for the writing and the art and so on and so on. And I feel like you said earlier, there are a lot of books here that, just because, you know, we all went to the same library, had similar books, are very similar, but there are some more niche ones that I feel like deserve more praise and more attention. So we have a list. I feel like we're not really going to go over, like, the entire plot summary, but maybe just general overview and our thoughts and all of that.
Yeah. The first one on this list is Baby Mouse. I feel like I've never heard my friends talk about this. I just saw it in the library one day, and I picked it up, and it was really interesting. The Baby Mouse is so sassy. I love her. Baby Mouse is a very, like, exciting, eccentric character, and I remember I read the books out of order, I think, because I just read whatever was available. But the most memorable book to me was when she visited this prince who didn't have a lot of money. Like, he was a prince in title, but he was poor in economics.
Oh, wait, which book was this?
I have no idea. It was, like, one of the very later ones, though. And I don't know, they had some kind of a friendship. It might have developed into a romance as well, but yeah. That was, like, very in my mind. And also, this one book where she became invincible. Like, she could jump off of a cliff and she wouldn't die. She had all these exciting adventures, Baby Mouse.
I think like, her life is just so wacky and crazy. But I think it's really funny how, like, technically she's a normal high schooler or middle schooler, whatever, going, and then she also is just doing all these crazy stuff on the side. kind of in her head, I feel like. Like, when I was little, I thought I was so smart for this. I was like, oh, you know, all these crazy, wacky things happening, those are all just in her head. Because as a high schooler or middle schooler, whatever, we just want to imagine we're really dramatic. So everything that's happening, it's like, you know, like that kind of stuff.
Really? I feel like if you were a middle schooler, though, why wouldn't you want to believe it's, like, real for Baby Mouse?
It was because I read it when I was 8, and then I read it when I was a bit older, and I was like, oh, I'm too old for this. I gotta deconstruct this.
Oh, I see, I see. I think at the time, a lot of, like, plot twists in series were like, oh, it was all in her head or something, so. I was also, like, on the verge of, like, oh, is this actually real? So I was questioning it, but I didn't expect it. Like, I didn't want it to be not real, you know? But good for Baby Mouse. She's out there doing so many things.
What was your favorite Baby Mouse book? I think you talked about this a bit before. Was it the Prince one?
I think it was the Prince one. But maybe that's because it's the most vivid one in my memory that's coming up. What about you?
Mine is either the one where she threw a birthday party or when she tried to join the swim team.
Oh. Wasn't there also a mean girl in Baby Mouse?
I think there was, but I forgot who.
For some reason, the name Mousadies is coming up to me. Like, Mousadies.
Do you want to look it up?
We can, if you want. Never mind! Felicia Furry Paws.
I also remember when she got, like, a pet. There was an episode about her getting a pet, but then she lost it.
Oh, no! That's not very good. Did the pet remain lost?
I don't remember. We'll never know, I guess.
Do you know what kind of pet it was, or?
Baby Mouse lost. It was like I think it was a guinea pig. I could be wrong, though. It was like a guinea pig or a fish or something.
I was always confused about her world, because it was, like, full of mice, right? So.
Then there were other animals, too, right?
Yeah. And what about the humans?
That's a good question. Maybe the humans are their pet.
Reverse, something.
Okay, this is not, like, niche at all, but can we give honorable mention, because we're on the topic of mice, to the Geronimo and Thea Stilton books?
I think we should, yes. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't know Geronimo Stilton was more popular than Thea Stilton. To me, my friends all love the Thea Stilton book series, so I also got into them. And then that's all I knew. And I saw Geronimo as, like, a guest star in books. So I thought, oh, wow, this guy's so, like, unknown. I wish we had more of him, you know? He's an interesting character. And then it turned out it's a whole other series. And he's the main, like, character. And then Thea is this, like, more to the side series. So I guess Geronimo Stilton was more popular the whole time.
Yeah, similarly, I read the Thea's sister books, and then it was much later that I was like, wait, Geronimo exists? And then I got into those books. But for the longest time, yeah, I was also like, wait, like, Geronimo has his own thing?
I think it probably is because we're girls, I guess, and we saw that first, I guess, in our friend group.
Yeah, the Thea's sister books were marketed towards girls, yeah. Right? And Geronimo was kind of like the one marketed towards boys.
I hope this isn't too controversial, but I feel like in my age, girls were reading both Thea and Geronimo, but then boys were not reading Thea. They were only reading Geronimo.
I will trust you on that, because I don't remember for me, but that makes sense, I feel like.
But, like, I've never seen a boy in that age reading Thea's sisters. But I've seen many girls, like, read Geronimo's books.
Honestly, I feel like the Thea sister books, they were a lot more creative than some of the Geronimo ones. Like, I feel like Geronimo Stilton, they're still running to this day, right? It's like the newer ideas are not that good, but it's the nostalgia speaking, so I feel like I can't say that fully.
I'm gonna be so modest. I've read one single Geronimo Stilton book. This was all Thea sisters.
Do you want to tell me what this book was?
It was, I think, I could be wrong, but they went to Niagara Falls.
Oh, interesting.
That might have been the Thea sisters one, actually.
Okay, what was your favorite Thea sisters book?
Oh, I love their fairy episode. I love them too. The animations. Oh my god, I got, like, one of them for my birthday. It was the Cloud Fairies one.
Oh, I have the Cloud Fairies one.
That's one of the only fairy books I have, like, of the Thea sisters. And it was so magical. It was the first fairy one I read. And oh my god, the illustrations, the colors. It felt so Like, an out-of-world experience.
And I remember there was one, it was kind of about, like, fairies, but it had, like, crystals or something like that.
I read that one! Yes.
It's really good, too.
Yeah. Oh, and those, like, little pendants they got working with Will, I wanted to have one.
Oh my god, the rose.
Yes, yeah, the rose that, like, they used to unlock secret access to that whole institution. That was so cool.
I also really liked one. It was about the Orient Express. And they had to solve a mystery on the Orient Express because, like, something happened. Like, a burglar was going to come.
I think I saw that one, but I didn't read it. Did you read the one where they went to Paris?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Obsessed. I love that one. They really had so many creative ones.
I feel like, I wanted to be them. Like, they were doing all this stuff, and I wanted to be that at the time.
I agree. And you had, like, really good representation of characters. They were all really different, but not in, like, none of the very... Oh, I'm so different from everyone else. Like, they're all really enjoyable characters.
I've always wondered this, though, because in this world, all the mice have hair, but then Thea doesn't have hair. And I was just wondering, is it because she and Geronimo are bald and everyone else has hair?
Wait, that's such a good question. I never noticed, actually. Maybe it's a mice thing. Do they lose their hair as they age?
But that's actually a good point. I didn't think about it that way.
But what about, like the very old mice? Like... the principal of the school.
Did they have hair? I don't remember.
Did they have gray hair, maybe? Like a green mustache?
But I've also wondered, they already have fur. So, like, is this hair? Like, where is this hair growing from?
That's a very good question.
Maybe it's wigs, so that's why you can choose to have the wig on or not.
Oh, and, like, when you're older, you just can't be bothered to put on a wig? You're asking all the right questions.
There's also a Geronimo Stilton one about time travel, and it's about him and this group of people, like, traveling through the mouse version of time against these time pirates. And I liked that a lot.
That is interesting. Maybe I should check out more Geronimo. I feel like you can never be too old for Thea's sisters. I also, when I was in school, I wanted to get more into learning French, so I bought a puppy book where there were puppies in French.
Oh, what was the plot?
I don't remember. It was a bit hard to understand at that age. But yeah. Did you also do that with Alex?
I went to French immersion, so I did have some French books. So I had one where they went to Spain. I think it has something to do with dancing. And then there was one, another one in French, where they go to Hawaii and there's a volcano erupting.
I read that one! Did you read the one where they went to Japan?
Yeah.
Oh, I watched the blossom trees. They were so pretty.
I was obsessed with, what's her name? Colette, the pink one?
Yeah, she had the best fashion. She was so interesting, I loved her.
Mm. There was also one, I remember when they were running for, like, elections at their college. No, sorry, not elections. There was, like, someone was hurting, like, marine wildlife in their college, and they found out there was, like, this, like, company.
Wait, I read that one!
Yeah.
And there was this one where Colette was auditioning for play, or no, Violet was auditioning for a Romeo and Juliet play.
Oh.
And I forgot the rest of the plot, but I remember it started off that way. They had such good books.
I feel like this is what the younger generation needs to be reading, not anything about Skibidi or whatever.
I want to say, when I was reading those series, I thought that, like, Say Geronimo was from Geronimo Stilton. You know the song? Say Geronimo,
Oh!
I thought they made a whole song based off of Geronimo Stilton. So I thought, wow, he's so popular.
That's really funny.
And whenever anyone would say it, I'm like, oh, is it because of the mouse? That's like, I love the series.
I thought that, you know how, like, he's called Geronimo Stilton because Stilton is a cheese?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh. I thought this was only made up in the book. So I was like, Stilton isn't a real cheese. They just pretended that it was a real cheese in the book. And then I learned that Stilton is a real cheese in real life. And I was like, wait, what? I thought that was just in Geronimo Stilton.
But that's so interesting. They picked, like, a very interesting last name for them to have.
What was it called? New Mouse City?
New Mouse? Oh, yeah. And their school was called Mouse...
something. I like they made them set in college and not high school because I feel like they got to do a bunch of really cool stuff, but it wasn't like super unrealistic. Okay, unrealistic, yeah, but it was more achievable than like a high schooler.
But did they not start off in high school and then go to university?
Or maybe they did, I don't remember.
Yeah, but I agree. I feel like you got to see them do so many things, and I was very excited for them. And I loved all the color schemes, you know? They all had a special thing. And when they were fairies, their, oh, they their all wings.
So good.
The outfits were so good.
I recently saw, like, a TikTok, well, not recently, but a while back I saw it, and it was, like, the Pinterest aesthetic of each Thea Stilton sister.
And she sent it to me.
So good. So good.
I wanted to be Colette.
Me
and
too.
I also liked Violet's color palette, though.
Colette and Violet were my favorite as well. I also really liked, what's her name? They're really, the orange one.
Meet Paulina?
Paulina. Yeah. She was so cute.
She was cute. And I liked her and Will together.
Yeah.
They were really cute.
Did they last? I don't remember if they lasted.
Since it is a kid's series, I feel like they would last. But apart from that couple, were there any others?
I don't really remember, to be honest. I feel like Colette, maybe for like a book or two.
And Violet, maybe. I think I remember her.
I learned about Yo-Yo Ma, like the famous musician, from these books.
Really? I don't remember that.
It was like in... Like, there was, like, a wedding or something, and Yo-Yo Ma was at the wedding in the books.
That's really cool. I think we spent too much time talking about the series, which is an honorable mention.
Okay, moving on. We have the Rainbow Fairy books.
I think I can speak for a lot of people when I say that I used to always go to the library or a school library excited to see one of them. There were so many of them at the time. They kept coming and coming. You never knew, like... You really couldn't read it in order because there were so many and didn't really matter what order you read them in.
Are they still making them today?
I think they are, yeah.
I guess they'll never really run out of names. They've gotten so diverse these days. Like, when we were first reading it, it was very, we would never see our names, you know? But they've gotten a bit more diverse these days, so that's great.
I don't think I'll ever see my name on anything, to be honest. You know those keychains?
Yeah.
I never expect to see my name on them.
Me neither. Me neither.
But that's okay.
Yeah. You know, everyone in my family can get keychains except me.
Really?
They all have, like, typical enough names to get one, except me.
I think my sisters have, like, more common names than me.
Mm.
But still not very common.
Oh, your name is pretty unique, right?
Mm. You know, I was so surprised, this is a bit off topic, but my sister, she has a name in common with a Barbie character. You know, with Barbie and the Diamond Castle, the main character, the Barbie in that movie is called Deanna.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. I didn't know that until I was rewatching the movie earlier. But yeah.
Wow, look at her.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the Rainbow series. I guess, like, we should go over the basic plot a bit.
I guess for context, there are these two girls, Rachel and Kirsty. Am I saying that right?
Kirsty. I always had it Kirsty in my head because it was easy to say. I feel like it could be Kirsty. I never bothered to look it up.
Okay, I'm going to say Kirsty then. So basically, one day they find out that there's these magical fairies who live in this magical fairy realm with a king and a queen. And basically, they have to help these fairies retrieve their magical items when they're, like, lost. So they don't get in the hands of evil Jack Frost and his goblins, who are going to use it for nefarious reasons.
In the book, Jack Frost was, like, really funny to me. I don't know, like, he was always... His drawings were really funny. The way they drew him.
I think his goblins were also really funny.
Yeah. And Jack Frost was always out there doing something. But I love the necklaces they got. I think in one episode, they were, like, honorary fairies, or whenever they put on the necklace, they could turn into fairies.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that for them, and I wished I could have those necklaces.
I also was just so jealous of them. I was like, why can't that be me?
I think in every series I read, there's, one magical object I want to have.
Mm.
Yeah. But they went on so many adventures. I feel like they'll never run out of ideas, because it's just based on so many things. Like, you have the holidays, Halloween, Christmas, Valentine's Day.
When we were talking about this, we looked up all the fairy books, and there was, like, a list of 20 different categories that each fairy could be in, and there's, like, a solid 6 or 7 fairies for each category, so there's a lot to go through.
Yeah. Do you have one in mind when you think of the series?
I remember one, it was, like, the Autumn Fairy.
I read that one!
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then also, I have memory of, it was, like, the Princess Fairy or something.
don't think I read that one.
And then I remember they stayed overnight in a museum once.
I read that one.
Yeah, whatever fairy that was. Yeah. What about you?
I remember Trixie, the Halloween fairy. And I remember the cover too for that one. I don't know why. I really liked the Rainbow Fairy as well. And I don't know what fairy this book this was, but they're like, I think, along the riverside. And they're on an adventure for something. But I like the visuals in that book, so I like that one as well.
I thought they were such good problem solvers. Like, whenever something happened, they were always able to get their way out of it.
That's actually one thing I was thinking when I was younger. Like, if I were a fairy, I couldn't do the same things they were doing. They're very smart young girls. I don't know how old they were supposed to be. Like, they were forever middle schoolers or high schoolers, potentially?
I think they were 12 or 13, probably.
Wow, so young and doing so many things. When I was 12 or 13, I couldn't do that.
I was just wondering, like, do their parents not wonder where they go off to for many hours on end?
Were their parents ever featured, actually?
I think their parents would, like, take them to places, then they would just leave the story.
That's very interesting. They should look into the neglect of the parents in these series.
That could be a whole, like, thesis paper on its own.
You're right. I feel like in every, like, magical series, the parents are just never a thing. Like, they appear for like, oh, you should go to bed at this time, and then they never come back.
You should write your EE on this.
Great topic idea, Sam. Okay, I feel like we can move on to the next series then. And this is the Magic Treehouse series. This is fairly popular because I hear people referring to it a lot. But I think this holds a special place in my heart. It's a good getaway book series, I would say.
Yeah, I agree. I think I got the first 10 as a present, and I was very obsessed with them ever since.
We should explain the plot, too.
Oh, yes. So basically, there are these siblings, Jack and Annie, who move to this new home, and they find this treehouse in the backyard. So when they go inside the treehouse, it has, like, a bunch of books in it. So they learn that by opening certain books and stuff, they can go through time, like, back in time, basically, and travel through time. And then also there's Morgan and Merlin, and they, like, instruct Jack and Annie to go on certain missions and certain quests using this treehouse.
And apparently there's a pet parrot that Santa is really insistent on. I don't remember the parrot, but yeah. And I guess the most prominent ones in my memory that's coming up is when they were in the Eiffel Tower. Like, they went to Paris. And yeah, I don't know if they went up the Eiffel Tower, but I remember that scene in itself. What about you?
I really remember, there was one, I think, when it was during, like, the Dust Bowl, or it was in the prairies. They were in the prairies.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember also, it was during California in, like, the 1820s. I don't know, it was during, like, California fires or something like that.
Wait, now that you're mentioning, like, the Dust Bowl, I feel like these books are kind of a good history lesson.
I was gonna say, I feel like they do such a good job of teaching, like, young kids history.
At the time, I didn't really, like, care about the historical context that it was taking place in. I feel like even now, if you read it, you can kind of get informed. Like, I think it's a good educational series.
And they go through so many eras of time. They have, like, Alexander the Great, they have...
Did they go to World Wars?
I feel like that's too
dark.
Like, for kids, yeah.
Yeah. What? I wonder, like, did they go to any battles in history?
Maybe they did.
And they also go to fictional places, right? Like Camelot.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a bit later, though. Mm. Oh, and I guess they saw the dinosaurs, too, right? In the first book.
Yeah. So that's very cool.
I agree. I was so scared for them, though. But Annie, she always got on my nerves because she was always causing trouble, and Jack was just trying to be peaceful and trying to do the job.
They were twins, right?
I think Jack was older by a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyways, I always liked dreaming of having a magic treehouse. I remember she had a treehouse of its own, but yeah.
Is having a treehouse a common thing? Because I never knew anyone with a treehouse.
I did know someone with a treehouse.
Wow.
But only one single person.
Was it really big?
No, it was normal size, I think. Oh, I went off on the treehouse, yeah.
Okay, well, tell me more!
It was, like, on this pretty tall tree. There was enough space for, like, 3-4 people? I think. I was really scared to go, though. So I had to immediately go down. But yeah, it was a fun experience. I don't think it's very common, though. They should have more tree houses. In fact, I'm going to make it a goal to make a tree, like, have a tree house in my house one day.
Really?
Yeah.
Like this house?
Not this house. No, like, when I maybe introduce my kids to the treehouse series, they'll be like, oh, wow, is this a magic treehouse too?
I was just so scared for Jack and Annie because whenever they would get in trouble, I was so invested. I'd be like, are they going to get out of this? What if they don't make it? Is there anything else you'd like to say on magic treehouse?
No, but I do think this is a series that every kid should read. Even if you don't like the little sister sometimes. I think it's quite... But, like, besides the history lessons it teaches, I feel like it's a... I don't know. It's a really fun escapism kind of book, if you are looking for that as a young kid. But, yeah, this series deserves even more attention than it already has.
And each book is pretty thin, too. Like, I feel like you can go through a lot of them pretty swiftly.
Yeah, I think this was one of the first books, I think, I read when I was first learning English. So it was very helpful, and it was not a lot to read all at once.
Segueing into, I think you know a lot about this series. Do you just want to start us off?
Yeah, so Gossip... I was going to say Gossip Girls. Goddess Girls. And this series is... basically goes over the stories of a lot of different Greek goddesses and gods. And... oh my gosh, this series, I don't know if it's still going on too, but it goes into, like, so many niche gods and goddesses. I got ones that I would not have heard of, but the first book starts off with Athena, who is the daughter of Zeus and the goddess of wisdom, war, and... I didn't write you one more. But she starts off as a 12-year-old girl who is... staying with her friend because, she doesn't know who her parents are. But one day she receives a letter, and guess who the letter's from? Zeus, her very own father, king of the gods. And he says that he's her father, blah, blah, blah. She should come to Olympus, blah, blah, blah. She's immortal, a goddess. And she's like, wow, I'm not like a human. I can be a goddess. And she goes off to Mount Olympus. I remember the scene. She was, like, flying over to Mount Olympus. I don't know if it was... it wasn't a hot air balloon, I don't think. But she was, like, flying over there. And once she arrives there, she sees Medusa. And Medusa's, like, kind of a mean girl, a bully. So they have that kind of tension. But she befriends Aphrodite, Persephone, and Artemis. And so they become a huge friend group.
And each book is about a different... goddess girl, right?
Yeah. I think one of the more niche ones that I read was Nyx, the night, the goddess of the night. Did you read the Pandora one?
I did, but I don't remember what happened.
I don't remember what happened either, but I thought it was interesting.
I really liked the one about, she was like a mermaid or something, and then she came and she got legs.
Yes, did she have turquoise hair?
Yes.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
She became close with Poseidon.
Yes, yes, yes.
I forgot her name.
Me too. I think it was Aqua.
I can read it wrong. There's a one about a wedding dress.
Wedding dress?
Like, she became friends with that really self-absorbed guy. And then it involved Hera's wedding dress.
I don't really remember this part. I think... in Greek mythology, Hera's supposed to be kind of evil, right?
Yeah, but she's really nice
here. Yeah, she's really nice here. I mean, even all the gods are supposed to become, like, darker. But this is a good introduction to Greek mythology. I think this and Percy Jackson got me really invested.
Oh, same. I kind of feel bad for... I don't really feel bad, but I think it's really funny how the goddess girls have so much personality and all of that, blah, 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 and the god boys are just kind of there.
That's very true. I think they're mainly there to, like, either be really arrogant like Poseidon or serve as love interests. There's not much more. Zeus was funny, though.
I agree.
Oh, and this was, the first time I read it. I learned about how Athena was basically, like, born from, Zeus's line, right? And her mother was a fly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was so strange for me.
I agree. That's such a crazy thought. And Aphrodite being born from, like,
sea foam. Yeah. That was at least more mystical.
than a fly in the head.
Yeah. But this was such an interesting series. I really liked the Aphrodite's club. She started a club for people who were single.
And, wait, what?
And, oh my god, this is a controversial way, but there's a book series, book when she goes off to Egypt and she meets Isis, the goddess. From, I think it's not Greek mythology, but Egypt.
Egyptian mythology?
Yeah.
Well, that's so cool. I don't think I read that one.
Yeah, I really like that one. I think that was one of my favorites.
I remember there was one about Medusa, and then one about, what was her name? Like, she controlled the hearth.
I know what you mean.
She wore, like, a cloak, and she was really shy.
Yeah. Medusa's backstory was sad.
I agree, with her sisters and stuff.
Yeah, they were only mean to her. And her and Dionysus, they got together.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah. There were quite a few romances for a kid's series. Not looking back on it.
Didn't Apollo get with the girl who could see the future? The fortune teller girl?
Yes, Cassandra.
Cassandra. I loved Cassandra's book.
I love that book. It was like so mystical. And I love Cassandra as a character.
I felt for her. Like, I adored her so much.
Oh, this series just had so many good books.
I agree. I feel like there are very few books that I didn't like or that I found boring. Like, I liked most of them.
Yeah. And this is a strange thing to talk about, but I love the smell of those books in particular.
And what do they smell like?
I don't know, they just smell like old library books. Very good smell.
Wouldn't every library book smell like that?
No, it had a specific niche library book smell, okay?
Okay, I'm very happy for you.
Yeah.
Do you want to move on to the Grimtastic Girls?
Yeah, whenever I think about these two series, I associate them together.
Hmm.
Maybe it's because the titles are kind of similar. Do you want to introduce it?
The thing is, I think you're more versed in this than I am, so maybe you should take the lead.
Okay, I think, so basically it goes into a few twists on popular fairy tale characters that we know and love. So it starts off with the first book being on Cinderella, and there's this specific school where fairy tale characters all go to, Grimm Academy, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
And Cinderella is a new student there, and her stepsisters are also there, I think. By that time, she's already, like, in her family situation, and they're really mistreating her, really evil, horrible, and she also has, basically, she undergoes the whole Cinderella journey, right? I don't think I have to explain that, but at the end, she gets the magic shoes, and those become her magic charms, because everyone in the school, like, the girls all have a magic charm of their own. Red Riding Hood's basket, Snow White has, actually, I forgot what Snow White has, but Rapunzel has, like, a comb. Anyway, so the shoes were Cinderella's magic charm, and at the end, they realize that her stepsisters are actually evil. Like, they're working for the E-V-I-L, evil society. And so from that point on, they try to go on these different journeys to, break down the whole evil society. And there's a bunch of evil characters, too, like Snow White's Miss Wicked, her mother, and Rapunzel's mother Gothel. Well, Rapunzel is actually cursed with long hair. I don't know if mother Gothel comes later, but yeah. I think you mentioned you liked Red Riding Hood a lot, right?
Yes, and also Goldilocks. Which one was your favorite?
I think either Rapunzel or Red Riding Hood, like you said.
I think I didn't get to read the Cinderella one, but I remember seeing on the cover that she wore a dress and she wore sneakers, and I was obsessed with that. I was like, that is so cool. I wanted to be able to do that.
Oh, actually, I didn't like it. I thought it ruined the cover. Like a beautiful pink dress and then the sneakers.
That's fair.
Yeah.
This reminds me of Ever After High a lot.
It does. It's a very similar plot, actually. Because there's this kind of dark, evil thing going on. And then girls ganging up together. Except there's no, like, mix between evil and good. It's, like, very clear, you know? Mm-hmm. The distinction. I think this was a very... All these were creative ideas, you know?
I remember in the Goldilocks one, they had a magical library. In order to access it, you have to, like, answer riddles or something like that.
From Mother Goose.
Oh, yeah, from Mother Goose.
Yes, I remember that. Wow, I can... that was one of the few things I remember from the series. Yeah.
Okay, do you have any honorary mentions? Like, with the E.S. Dilson, any honorary mentions you'd like to bring?
I think the Babysitter's Club and other associated books, like Ghosts, Guts, Smile, that whole series. Those are all pretty popular, so that's why I didn't want to mention them. But I think, like, the graphic novels, I mean, those are also really fun to read. A very big thing at the time. What about you?
Yeah, I loved Smile and Sisters. And it just kind of scared me, though, because when she talked about, like, her teeth and stuff like that, I was about to get braces, I think, or, like, I was in talks to get them, so that kind of scared me a bit.
To be quite honest, I feel like all of those books over-exaggerated a lot of things.
Really?
Guts was about this girl's fear of vomiting, and she was really, really scared. And to be fair, I feel like that's a very true thing, but it made me think that vomiting is, like, this horrible, like, you should always avoid it at all costs kind of thing. But yeah, that was, like, the whole plot of the book.
Wait, that's a good point. I don't even remember the plot of the book. I just remember her hating vomit.
Oh, you read Gatsu?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I remember something about her teacher.
Yeah. It's been years. Yeah. I can't say.
There's another one where they were auditioning for
drama?
Yes, yes. I love that one. That was my favorite.
Me too.
I don't know what they were doing either.
Well, I remember wondering if the play they were doing was a real play. Like, I was always wondering. But it is, right?
I don't know what the play was.
I don't remember it either, but I remember it being there.
Theme of this video, we don't remember
anything. Oh, okay, I have one, but it's not a series, and it's not underrated. Like, everyone knows how good it is. So, it's a book, and it's called Wonder. And I think Wonder is just such a good book. Like, the movie's incredible, too, but I think the book is so, so good.
Well, I never read the book. I always meant to, and I watched a movie and I cried in the cinema.
Me too!
I was, like, bawling my eyes out. It was so sad. It was so sad.
I cried for Augie, but then I also cried for the sister.
I felt bad for the other guy, too. Jack. The one who tried, like, Augie was kind of friends with, then he let him down, and then,
yeah,
he had a sad backstory.
And they had to contact him through Minecraft to, like, get his friendship back.
Yeah! What about that series is so sad. I want to read the book eventually. I feel like I still can. It's not too late.
It's never too late.
Is the book and movie significantly different?
From what I remember,
I'm sorry.
From what I remember, it's not too different. I do think they make a little bit of change, and like they do kind of, like, for example, the Minecraft thing didn't happen in the books.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of it remains the same. And I think whatever changes they made, I liked it for the most part.
There's also this one series you were talking about before. Waterfire?
Yes, the Waterfire Saga. I discovered this, like, how you were saying with some of the other books that you just saw in the library and you thought it looked cool. And this series, I don't know how this is allowed to be for tweens, because I feel like it was really crazy. So basically, it's about these mermaids. And this one mermaid, she's heir to, like, the mermaid kingdom. But then the monarch gets, like, murdered by some sort of coup, and then she has to go into hiding with her best friend, and also the person she was betrothed to, he's now being forced to marry the girl who threw the coup.
Okay.
And also the guy that she's betrothed to is her best friend's brother or cousin. He was either her brother or her cousin. So then she and her best friend have to go undercover. Not undercover. They have to, like, run away, and they join this group of, like, special mermaid witches, because in this world mermaids have singing powers, so lets them make, like, water fire or something. That's why it's called the Waterfire Saga. And they bring it together, these girls, because they have these special singing abilities and stuff that allow them to sing and, like, you know, other stuff and make fire.
Wait, I have a question. Since they have this special singing ability, does everybody else, like, can they not sing, or are they really bad singers?
No, everyone. Okay, in this kingdom, I think everyone is expected to sing.
Oh.
But these are just, like, they're just, like, better singers. They're just better singers.
It's like the better the singing, the more of powers it has?
Kind of.
This is so objective, though.
It's like, I think, okay, from what I remember, it's like the more notes you can sing. But I could be wrong. Huh. There's like special songs they have to learn with like special words that they sing that does the magic.
Special songs. Okay.
And these girls, they all come from different parts of the mermaid world. And it's really interesting. Yeah.
I think that is a crazy plot. Like you said, for a tween book, I couldn't keep up with half of what you said. Also, like, her family getting murdered by a coup throne. What were the ages of all of these girls?
I think there's 16.
The girl who threw the coup was 16?
She was around their age.
No way.
I think she threw the coup with the help of, like, other people. Oh. Sorry, other mermaids.
Wait, while you were talking, this book series came to mind. I don't know if you know it. I have no idea what the name is, but there's, like, different seasons, I would say. I have no idea what this is. There's a girl with, like, a snow season. A girl with deer in the front cover of the book. I have no idea, but they're all princesses.
Do you remember what it was about?
No. No, but it came to mind. That was another kind of niche book that I hadn't heard other people discussing before.
That's really interesting, though. They're all princesses of different seasons?
It could be seasons, it could be something else. I hope someone watching this video would know. I hope this reaches the right target audience. Please let me know what the name of that series is. Yeah. I think that's it for honorable mentions. Or do you have any more?
I don't have any more.
Okay. It was really fun discussing these old series. I forgot about a few of them before we started filming.
I feel like a lot of these, yes, at the time I thought they were good, but looking back now, I feel like I would still read them, and I can't say that for every single book I've ever read.
That makes a lot of sense. Especially the Three Sisters book. I would read. I would still read them. Yeah. I don't know if the younger generation has books like these. Like, new series with really creative ideas, and really long series, too, that keep extending.
I feel like there must be, but we wouldn't know.
Well, I feel like I would have heard of it through my sisters. I don't know. I would be interested in seeing what they have too. I feel like the series we have were just so iconic. I know that's a biased view of the past, nostalgia, but I've really never heard of any new books like this. And plus, wouldn't the young TikTokers be talking about them? Like, we're always talking about, oh, wow, the Rainbow Fairy series was so good. Wouldn't the young TikTokers be bringing it up or something?
I guess to be fair, though, if you're in that age range, you're like 10. So technically, you're not supposed to be using TikTok.
Oh.
Even though some of them get away with it anyways.
Maybe it's different with parental supervision. Oh, that's maybe. Besides the point. I think Dork Diaries is way too popular to be on this list.
I agree, but if it was just books in general, it would definitely make the list. Like, for childhood books.
We actually talked about them.
Yeah, we did in our, like, very early episodes. Nearly 1 year ago.
Yeah. Wait, we should find out the anniversary.
We should.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the anniversary of our first video is November 17th.
Really?
It's November 10th or 17th or 20th. It's, like, November something.
Okay, we should see that later. Oh, we should do, like, a special episode.
You're right.
Wow.
Let's see how far we've come.
Yeah. I hope it's on Tuesday.
I have no idea. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
But this is really fun. Really cute. Really short. Yeah.
I hope you guys have some other suggestions for, like, book series that were Roman Empires.
And if you agree with any of this or you disagree, let us know in the comments.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.